SRN News, I'm John Scott.
A third federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The latest ruling comes from a federal judge in New Hampshire after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante, who was nominated by President George W. Bush, said he's not persuaded by the Trump administration's arguments to end birthright citizenship for the children of people in the U.S. illegally. At least nine lawsuits have been filed to challenge the birthright citizenship order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on the next government departments that Elon Musk will start cutting.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized for avoiding public scrutiny and for a lack of transparency as DOGE attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
A Hamas spokesperson says that group will delay the next hostage release after accusing Israel of violating ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a six-week ceasefire during which Hamas is releasing dozens of the hostages captured in its October 7, 2023 attack, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 79 points, the NASDAQ adding 208. This is SRN News. President Trump goes all in on religious liberty.
He says he will shortly establish a special task force headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi to root out anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Mr. Trump says special attention will be given to the FBI, which spent much of the Biden administration targeting pro-life individuals in particular. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says, quote, our 3 million members strongly support President Trump in his defense of religious freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia State Senate has approved a bill that would prevent men from competing in women's sports. The move comes shortly after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order that would cut federal funding to any school that lets boys compete against girls. A growing number of other states are working on similar measures. This is SRN News. Authorities are examining the wreckage of a plane that crashed off western Alaska, trying to determine what caused the small commuter aircraft to go down in the icy Bering Sea, killing 10 people. The plane was traveling to Nome when it disappeared last Thursday. Recent aviation disasters and close calls definitely have people worried about the safety of flying.
Statistics suggest such concerns are unfounded. The National Safety Council estimates that Americans have a 1 in 93 chance of dying in a motor vehicle crash, while deaths on airplanes are too rare to even calculate the odds. Figures from the U.S. Department of Transportation tell a similar story. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says flying is far safer than traveling in a car or by train. Duffy calls air travel the safest mode of transportation. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.